Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight we have two brand new guests to our show that are going to be with us for the hour, and they're actually representing the Ocean State Theater, but not in the way we normally have representatives from the Ocean State Theater. Normally, Amy Turner is here, the artistic director, talking about upcoming events, but we have a relatively new employee of the theater, and we're going to talk to Jason Lotte. And Jason, welcome.
Thank you.
Nice to see you.
Thank you very much.
You have an interesting title. You're the Director of Educational Programming and Community Outreach.
That is correct. I just wanted as many words in my title as I could get.
Wow. We have to figure out the initials and make an acronym of that. And Jason is here and brought a special guest, and she is Diane Carey. Welcome, Diane.
Thank you. Nice to be here. It's great to be here.
Nice to have you with us. Diane is a vocal stylist. And we'll find out exactly what that means. I'm a vocal guy, but I've never called myself a stylist. But I noticed on your website that's what it says. So I'm going to tell the people at home a little bit about you. Her style blends jazz and cabaret elements using material from the Great American Songbook, certainly one of my favorites, Broadway shows, movie themes, and contemporary pieces. She debuted her third one-woman show, Love.com, to a sold-out audience at the Music Mansion in Providence. Diane presented a new show, They Say It's Spring, which also garnered critical acclaim at several Rhode Island venues. Diane was on the board of the Boston Association of Cabaret Artists from 2008 to 2011, serving as president during her last year. And Diane will be performing at Ocean State Theater. That's the reason for this tie-in on Tuesday, December 8th, just a couple weeks away. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. So that's quite a long introduction. I think maybe longer than any I've done before. But you have a lot to talk about.
You've said most of it, though.
All right, so we're done. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me here.
Okay,
it's been a pleasure.
Diane, you'll be performing in something new at Ocean State, the Cabaret Series. And Jason, you already had one show.
We did. John Abernathy was with us on November 10th and actually oversold our expectations for that opening first cabaret series in the series. And it was a remarkable night. Diane was there, actually.
It was wonderful because I'm so excited to see cabaret, that art form, coming to Rhode Island, and to see a successful evening with it. And after John's performance, which was outstanding, we opened the mic for about an hour, and we were stunned. I was stunned with some of the people that came up. We had a guy come up that is like a sea chanty kind of guy, and he did a wailing song with a flute.
Wow.
And it was incredible.
It was Chris Lucier, who's our props master and technical director. He was there for the evening and opened up the mic, and he astounded us. He had previously, after one of our piano bar series, everybody had left already, and it was just the staff that was there, and he pulled out a saxophone, started playing saxophone, and then you know, at the end of each of these cabaret clubs, we're going to do Rainbow Connection, so people that are coming can practice their words for Rainbow Connection to sing along with us. But he started improvising on the flute from the audience while we were doing that as well. You never know
what's going to happen at Ocean State Theater. And we should let the audience know that this is not actually in the theater part of Ocean State Theater's building. It's in the lobby. And it's where they normally have the cabaret after shows and so forth. And they've made it a little bit larger and more intimate. For $12, you can get a ticket to the show and a free drink. And Jason will give you an autograph. So all of those things for combined, right, Jason?
You'll do that. We might have to jack the price up, though, if you know, with my autograph involved, for the first year,
we're going to leave it.
True, we will. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. We also, with that, we have, you know, little snacks for sale as well, if somebody's interested. I think part of the wonderful part about cabaret, it's not that it's a casual atmosphere, but it's not this rigidly formal atmosphere when you're there. It's conversational and it's storytelling, and it's fantastic to have a drink and have a little nosh while you're listening to someone like John or Diane or John O'Neill coming up. You know,
right.
it's such a fantastic different experience than we have at, you know, in the main stage.
All right. Well, let's get to a piece of music. Diane has kindly brought her CD or one of her CDs with her, and we're going to listen to some music from that today. The first one is track 3, Diane, that we want to play, and tell us about that song you have for us.
Well, this is actually a medley. I put together a song, How Little We Know, with Like Someone in Love. So it's and it's jazzed up. It's got a nice little jazz feel to it, so I hope you enjoy it.
Here we go.
This change I feel puzzles me. It's strange, a real mystery. Maybe you see it, if you do see it. What on earth can it be? How little we know, how much to discover. What chemical forces flow from lover to lover. How little we understand. What touches off that tingle? That sudden explosion when two tingles intermingle. Who cares to define what chemistry this is? Who cares with your lips on mine how ignorant bliss is? As you kiss me and the world around us shatters, how little it matters, how little we know. Lately, I find myself out gazing at stars, hearing guitars. Like someone in love. Lately the things I do astound me. Mostly whenever you're around me. Lately I seem to walk as though I had wings. I bump into things like someone in love. Oh, each time I see you, I go limp as a glove. And I'm feeling like someone. Feeling like someone. Feeling like someone in love.
Singing by Diane Carey, and the album is called Diane Carey, He Loves Me. Is that the title of the
album? He Loves Me, He Loves Me Not.
Oh.
As in the French, you know, pulling the petals.
Right, pulling the petals off the flower.
There you go.
Okay, so we'll find out whether he loves you or he doesn't at the end of the program, I think. But I just want to mention the name of the show is Choices, Changes, and Chopsticks. And that's what's going to be happening on Tuesday, December 8th at the Ocean State Theater, Jefferson Boulevard in Warwick, just a stone's throw from the airport, as we say. And Jason, we want to give people information about the opportunity to buy tickets and so forth. If they'd like more information, they can go to the website.
Absolutely, oceanstatetheater.org. Or they can call the box office, 401-921-6800, and box office will be glad to answer any questions that people may have if there's information they can't find on the website.
Right. Tom will help you out, and if you're lucky, when you get to the theater, and you check out Tom in the box office, he'll give you an autograph, too.
Yeah. See, or Kayla. Kayla's there now on a pretty regular basis.
Yeah. See, there's a whole staff. The theater is increasing.
It is. Growing, yes.
Yeah, growing all the time. And they can also, you also have a Facebook page, information on Facebook.
We do. Actually, yeah, you can find Diane's poster for Choices, Changes, Chopsticks on the Facebook page. Ocean State Theater's Facebook page gives you all of the information there as well.
Okay.
So if you missed it in our little talk, oceanstatetheater.org.
All right. We will we'll get back to that. But I want to get back to the music. And Diane, you have another piece for us. Tell us what this one is going to be.
Well, this is a song that I do in French. It was actually written in French. It's called Cœur est-il de nos amours, which has been done in English many times as I Wish You Love. And I come from a bilingual background. I had grammar school. I did French half of the day and English the other half of the day. So I kind of like to do French songs every once in a while. So this is, I think, a nice arrangement. I have a string quartet on it. So,
Cœur
est-il de nos amours.
Here we go.
Ce soir, le vent qui frappe à ma porte me parle des amours mortes. Devant le feu qui s'éteint, ce soir, c'est une chanson d'automne dans la maison qui frissonne. Et je pense aux jours lointains. Que reste-t-il de nos amours? Que reste-t-il de ces beaux jours? Une photo, vieille photo de ma jeunesse. Que reste-t-il, les billets doux, les mois d'avril, les rendez-vous, un souvenir qui me poursuit sans cesse. Bonheur fané, cheveux au vent, baisers volés, rêves mouvants. Que reste-t-il de tout cela? Dites-le-moi. Petit village, un vieux clocher, un paysage si bien caché, et dans un nuage, le cher visage de mon passé.
my breaking heart, and I agree that you and I could never be. So with my very best, I set you free. I wish you shelter from the storm, a cozy fire to keep you warm. But most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love.
Diane, we have the opportunity to sneak in one more piece of music before we take our first break. What will it be?
Well, this is a tune that I've changed the gender in the title on. It was from a show, Sheldon Harnick's show, She Loves Me, but I am obviously doing He Loves Me, and we've taken all the Broadway out of this song, and again, it's another jazz arrangement by John Harrison.
All right, we will listen to that and take a short break and be back with more of Diane Carey.
He loves me, and to my amazement, I love it, knowing that he loves me. He loves me, true, he doesn't show it. How could he, when he doesn't know it? Yesterday he loathed me, and today he likes me. And tomorrow, tomorrow, my teeth ache from the urge to touch him. I'm speechless, for I mustn't tell him. It's wrong now, but it won't be long now before my love discovers that he and I are lovers. Imagine how surprised he's bound to be. He loves me. He loves me. Isn't that a wonder? I wonder why I didn't want him. I want him, that's the thing that matters. And matters are improving daily. Yesterday I loathed him, and today I love him. And tomorrow, tomorrow, I am tingling, such delicious tingles. I'm trembling, what the heck does that mean? I'm freezing, that's because it's cold out. But still I'm incandescent, and like some adolescent, I'd like to scrawl on every wall I see. He loves me. He loves me.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with Diane Carey, who is going to be appearing at the Ocean State Theater on Tuesday, December 8th, 7:30 p.m. in their new cabaret series. And we'll give you information about how to get tickets and so forth. Jason is here, and we'll talk to him about that in a few minutes. But Jason, I just want to get a little bit more background on you, because I've had the privilege of seeing you in, I believe, three productions that Amy and Joel have been in charge of, going back all the way to Full Monty, right?
Yeah, that was my introduction to Rhode Island, coming up here all the way from Southwest Florida.
Mm-hmm.
When was that? 2010. And I was teaching at a performing arts high school, and I had to get permission from my principal to do the show because we had had an episode down locally with a teacher who did Full Monty and actually lost his job. And so I went in and talked to her, and she said, you know, I think Rhode Island is far enough away that we won't have any sort of problems with people bothered by the fact that you're a high school teacher. And we didn't. We didn't. Yeah. And it was, God, it was such an amazing experience to work with Amy and Joel. And the way that they do theater is so, it's so well thought and considerate. And it's, they're remarkable putting shows together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, and so then after Full Monty was...
After Full Monty, there was a big five-year hiatus where we talked a lot. Amy and I talked on a yearly basis mm-hmm. about me coming back to work for the company. And then finally, she was down in Florida viewing actually a production of Around the World in 80 Days, which we're doing right now. And we went to dinner, and every time we met, she would ask me if I loved my job. And this time I said, you know, I really like it. And she said, we need to have a talk. And several months later, I moved to Rhode Island, and I work for Amy and Joel now at Ocean State Theater. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Yeah. So from Florida to beautiful, sunny Rhode Island.
It is beautiful up here. It is beautiful.
It is nice. It is nice. We want to get back to the cabaret, and you have a continual host or hostess, right?
We do. The fantastic Ida Zecco is our hostess, and Ida co-produces this with, I guess, with me. And she lives, breathes, eats, sleeps this magical world of cabaret, and she's a phenomenal hostess and brings such life to the evening. And she actually, besides hosting this on a regular basis, she's doing a concert for us again this year. Last year she did Estrogen and Tonic, right. Which was a sold-out concert. Yeah. This year in December 6th, she's doing a song for the season.
Okay,
for us.
So that'll be holiday tunes from her.
Yeah.
All right. Well, sounds like a good segue, Diane. Since you know Ida, why don't you introduce this holiday tune from her CD for us? And this is called "Christmas Time Is Here." Right. What do you know about "Christmas Time Is Here"?
"Christmas Time Is Here" is a lovely tune that is from. It's a Peanuts tune. It's from the Charlie Brown Christmas.
Oh, Charlie Brown Christmas. There you go.
And all Ida does a spectacular job on this tune.
Here we go.
That children call their favorite time of year.
Snowflakes in the air, carols everywhere.
Olden times and ancient rhymes of love and dreams to share. Sleigh bells in the air, beauty everywhere. Joyful memories there.
Christmas time is here, families growing near.
Oh, that we could always see such spirit through the year.
Thank you.
children call their favorite time of year.
Snowflakes in the air, carols everywhere.
Olden times and ancient rhymes of love and dreams to share. Sleigh bells in the air, beauty everywhere. Yuletide by the fireside and joyful memories there.
Christmas time is here, families growing near. Oh, that we could always see such spirit through the year.
Oh, that we could always see such spirit through the year.
Jason, before we get back to another piece of music from Diane, let's cover some things that are happening at the theater. I know, interestingly enough, Amy will be here next week, and she'll be talking about the productions of musicals and the plays coming up, and we'll be doing It's a Wonderful Life on next week's show. But tell us about other things happening.
Sure. Besides the Cabaret Club, which I'll talk about in a minute, we've got, as I mentioned, Ida Zecco doing her concert, A Song for the Season. We're doing a joint benefit concert with Rhode Island College Musical Theater Company. And alumni of Rhode Island College and current students who have performed at Ocean State are going to be doing a concert of current composers' music.
Hmm.
And then money from that concert, some of it goes to support our live music initiative, and some of it goes to support the Rhode Island College Musical Theater Company Fund.
Okay.
That one is on December 13th at 7:30. And again, tickets, oceanstatetheater.org, or call our box office. And you get to support two great institutions there, Rhode Island College's Musical Theater Company and Ocean State.
And I should interject at this point, there's always someone listening in the greater Connecticut, Massachusetts, Rhode Island area that is listening that hasn't yet been to Ocean State Theater. I know we find that hard to believe, but if you're one of those people that haven't been there yet, you've got to get there and see this marvelous facility. It's just a perfect place to listen to music and see a Broadway show or a play, anything. It's perfectly designed theater. All the Creature Comforts are there. Have a little snack bar out front, and you can buy some adult beverage, and you can take it in with you.
You can.
There's free parking, so it's a great place to see a show. So go ahead. Sorry to interrupt you, but I wanted to get that in.
No, that's fine. This Cabaret Club, it's, as we mentioned, it's performed in the lobby, and we discovered what a beautiful space the lobby is, and very intimate, and somehow feels warm and cozy, even though it's concrete and cinder block. We make it into this really loving, wonderful space. And coming up after Diane, Diane's fantastic show, we've got Angela Bakari, who's coming in, John O'Neill, Brian Patton, Donald Blaze, Nick King. And we've got fantastic Jim Rice as our house pianist for all of those people, except I believe in March we're having a substitute accompanist piano player for the month of March. Jim's got something going on.
I'll probably fill in for him or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, we'll have you then, Mike. Right. Yeah, so terrific opportunities there. And the concert series that we've got, other than Ida and the co-concert with Rhode Island College, we've got our Ocean State Kids coming up. Amy herself is doing a concert.
Really?
Yeah, we don't always talk about it, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, Amy's going to do on Valentine's Day, Once in Love with Amy.
Oh. What a deal.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Ray Bolger will probably come out of retirement, and you didn't even know that he did that song, did you?
Of course I did.
Oh, okay, all right.
Of course, yeah.
I thought it was a little bit before your time, but
now, well, a little bit, but again, you said we're talking in decades.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's great. Great news and a lot of things happening at the theater, so be sure to check the Facebook page or the website frequently for all the new things that are happening there. And Diane, this gives us the opportunity to get back to you and talk about this next song, which is track 2 on your CD.
Yeah, this is a tune by Jobim. and it's a slow bossa called Once I Loved, and it's something that I remember from the album that he did with Sinatra. I don't know if you remember that album, Joe Beam and Sinatra.
Yeah.
And
that was a while
it's kind of, we kind of copied his arrangement a little bit, but we did switch it up a little. Kent Hewitt on the piano, and we have the string quartet, and it's a very beautiful arrangement of Once I Loved.
We will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Once I loved, and I gave so much love to this love. You were the world to me. Once I cried at the thought I was foolish and proud, and let you say goodbye. Then one day, from my infinite sadness, you came and brought me love again. That no matter whatever befalls, I'll never let you go. I will hold you close, make you stay. Because love is the saddest thing when it goes away. Because love is the saddest thing when it goes away. The saddest thing when it goes away. Love is the saddest thing when it goes away. Love is the saddest thing when it goes away.
Away. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we are sitting with Diane Carey. She is a vocalist that's going to be performing in a cabaret at the Ocean State Theater on Tuesday night, December 8th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available. And we want to talk to Diane about her music, and I want to know if the stars are out tonight.
I don't know if it's cloudy or bright.
Well, see? But I only have eyes for you. So I that was a little bit of
a segue. Are we in a garden or are we in a radio station?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. It's not clear
or
to me.
Or we in a garden. All right. So we're obviously talking about the next song up from Diane's CD. And Diane, your CD is available for purchase, correct?
It is. You can go to my website, DianeCareySings.com, and purchase it there. Or it's also available on iTunes and Amazon.
Well, there you go. So it's DianeCarey Sings, S-I-N-G-S, .com. And there you have her website. And this next song, what will it be?
It'll be I Only Have Eyes for You, Mike.
That?
I Only Have Eyes for You.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, 'cause I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden a crowded avenue. You are here, so am I. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. And I only have eyes for you. Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky. I only have eyes for you. I don't know if this is a garden or a crowded avenue. You are here, so am I. A million people go by, but they all disappear from view. And I only have eyes for you. In a garden or on a crowded avenue. You are here, so am I. A million people go by, but they all disappear from view. And I only have eyes.
Beautiful music that I just love. And Diane, I want to make sure that the audience understands that the show Choices, Changes, and Chopsticks will not necessarily be what they've been listening to, right?
Exactly. It's a whole different array of music from the songbook, the Great American Songbook, mm-hmm. and some Broadway tunes and some contemporary tunes. We go from B. Beatles to Broadway in this show.
Beatles to Broadway. All right. But where do the chopsticks come in?
Oh, well, then you have to go to the show to find it out. I'm not
right.
giving that away.
Okay. I can just see now a skirt made out of chopsticks or something. Ooh. I don't know. I'm using
imagination. No. Wow. Ooh. No, I hope people aren't going there.
All right. Well, you have to catch the show on Tuesday, December 8th. To see what the chopsticks portion is going to be all about. Jason, lots of things that we've talked about at the theater and some of this leading up to a big event in June.
Yeah, this whole series, the Cabaret Club series, is really ultimately leading up to in June. We want to present really hope to present a symposium and festival, Cabaret Symposium and Festival. They're fading away in the United States, and it's an art form that deserves to be brought back. And we've got scheduled to appear already. We've got Karen Mason, Billy Stritch, Jim Caruso, some great names in the cabaret mm-hmm. world. And then teachers, we've got John O'Neill and Brian Patton and Jim Rice, Brian O'Neill coming in as a lecturer. So some great names in the cabaret world who are struggling, I think, to keep this art form alive, and we want to help them out as much as possible. And we've got proof positive. People love it.
Right.
John Abernathy sold out, oversold. Diane is selling remarkably well already, so get your tickets.
All right. Well, that sounds like something to look forward to. Again, it's a little bit unique, not something you're going to find anywhere else in the area, that's for sure.
No, not at all.
So that'll be a good thing. We have another piece of music we're going to ask Diane to introduce before we go. And Diane, it's been a pleasure meeting you.
It's been a pleasure to be here.
Or actually re-meeting you.
We've yes, that's right. We did meet in the past.
Our paths have crossed before.
Yeah, they have.
But maybe we'll get you back to the Music Mansion.
That'd be great. Sometime. I'd love to.
That'd be
fun
great. Too. And Jason, thank you for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you, Mike.
Bringing all the information and, most importantly, bringing Diane. That was very nice. And so we're going to go out with a piece of music that Diane has providing now. Tell us about this one.
This is a piece that is from my favorite lyricist, Johnny Mercer, and he was with Harold Arlen on that. That's quite a team. You can't beat that team very
right.
easily. And it's called I Wonder What Became of Me, and it's kind of about, I look at it as you walk into a place that you haven't been into for 20 years, and you just wonder. The place didn't change, but obviously I did. So what happened? What happened to me? I wonder what became of me.
I wonder what became of me. What a great, interesting title for a song. And one of the things that I want to compliment you about is this CD. When was this recorded?
Last 2000. We released it in 2014.
So this is just a little over a year old. And it's amazing because a lot of singers will bring something that they did, you know, 20 or 30 years ago and kind of play it as if it's new and current, but this is you, and it's what you sound like, and that's a nice thing. So
well,
people
thank you.
Can expect to hear that and see that when they go to the theater Tuesday, December 8th. Be there and get your tickets soon before it's sold out. And once again, thank you both for coming in.
And thank you for having us.
Thank you.
The rest of you will see you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Lights are bright, pianos making music all the night, and they pour champagne just like it was rain. It's a sight to see, but I wonder what became of me. Crowds go by, that merry-making laughter in their eyes, and the laughter's fine, but I wonder what became of mine. Life sweet as honey,
And yet it's funny, I get a feeling that I can't analyze. It's like, well, maybe, like when a baby sees a bubble burst before it dies. I've had my fling. I've been around, I've seen most everything. But I can't be gay. Astray, and I can't explain. It's the same champagne, it's a sight to see. But I wonder what became of me. Yet it's funny, I get a feeling that I can't analyze. It's like, well, maybe, like when a baby sees a bubble burst before it dies. I had my fling. I've been around, I've seen most everything. But I can't be gay for a long, long way. Something went astray, and I can't explain. It's the same champagne, it's a sight to see. But I wonder what became of me. I wonder what became of me.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.